Hey everybody, welcome back to my quarter one 2024 review. This is my third section of that review. I hope you enjoyed the first two sections that I've shared previously, and with that, I will dig into this third part. Science is not a constant. Science is constantly a moving target, albeit in different degrees. It is constantly a moving target because it is a process, not an end result. Science is our best way of understanding our world and all that lies beyond ours. It allows us to systematically observe and accumulate evidence, which then describes reality with different levels of certainty. These degrees of certainty and the fact that the process itself permits more and more accumulation of evidence make science the superior way of knowing. It makes us much more accurate in our understanding of reality, especially compared to more dogmatic ways of knowing, like authority, intuition, habit, or logic and empiricism by themselves. Science requires a great deal of evidence and replication to have strong confidence in the claims we make about reality that are drawn from it. Additionally, new evidence and analyses can change our understanding of reality if they conflict with the current evidence available. The downside of science, being more dynamic and less dogmatic, is that it is less stable and confident. It is also harder to explain because it attempts to describe reality in the fine detail it contains, rather than painting over it with broad strokes of black and white. Certainty and broad strokes tend to make us feel more calm and safe, which is why science has had such a hard time of being our universally preferred way of knowing. Even if science is more accurate and better describes our reality, it doesn't provide people with the feelings of safety and security that a strong, dogmatic voice can give. That's why so many dogmatic leaders continue to rise to power over and over again. They use this human vulnerability to their advantage to manipulate us. They squash fear with blanket statements and broad solutions, which end up failing because they do not take reality into account in the level of detail it contains, which science is only capable of doing as a way of knowing, so far. Step in and say it with your chin up. I've come to learn the value of having the full conversation. Holding our questions and concerns in does us all no good, as well as doing no good to the people from whom we are withholding them. Our world is enriched by each of our unique perspectives, and it can only be so when those perspectives are shared and considered together. Although it's uncomfortable to share our personal views because of the uncertainty that lies on the other side, the consequences of ceding into our comfort are much greater. There's uncertainty in how things will be if we don't step up and share as well, even if we're not actively participating. I believe that the future is most likely to be better in the case where you step up and share compared to the one in which you sit passively and watch. Of course, there are many nuances regarding how to do this well. The bull in the china shop approach is not recommended. It's much better to be careful and thoughtful when sharing our perspectives, showcasing respect and consideration for other points of view as we share our thoughts. It is also important to ensure we close the loop on the other side of these interactions by inquiring about the conclusions to leave everyone on the same page. So often we share our perspectives together and all come away with different conclusions because our lenses bias us. Communicating a shared understanding and assessing that we've all arrived to the same place makes a world of difference, both in terms of how it allows us to proceed and the respect people feel on the other side. Optimizing in the short term too much can lead us astray from long-term optimization. There are so many relevant examples where this principle applies. The obvious ones are around enjoyment and pleasure. Optimizing for those outcomes throws our internal systems off, leading us to desensitize. Addiction to substances and behaviors is the manifestation of that process, as we become so drawn towards seeking the most enjoyment or pleasure possible in the moment. which also leads us to further desensitize from the ability to experience these states. There are then some counterintuitive examples of this in the context of our health. Trying to be as healthy as possible in the short term, or to perform at as high of a level as possible in the short term, comes with major costs in the long term. Trying to cut as much body fat as possible in the short term leads nearly everyone to feeling extremely lethargic and demotivated, which can reach the point of stopping people from prioritizing their health consistently over the long term, whether that be through a lack of desire to train or harming their relationships with food. Pushing to lift the heaviest weight possible in the short term is excessively uncomfortable and increases injury risk. That discomfort is too much excess can condition us against training, making it feel like punishment rather than something positive. Injury takes training completely out of the question, reducing progress to levels significantly below the levels achieved through the short-term optimization. Even writing fits into this model. Exerting myself to write as much as possible over the short term usually leads me to lacking motivation to come back day after day, which means much less output in the long run. And lastly for today, trendsetters don't follow trends, they make them. This seems very obvious, but I so frequently observe how people misunderstand this. Social media particularly binds people into this, leading them following everyone else, adopting the new trends of the day set by others. This follower mentality leads people away from their individuality, which is exactly what the people they follow have. To be at the forefront, you can't follow everyone else. The trendsetters do just that. They don't follow what everyone else is doing. They follow their intuitions and first principles. They step forward and take risks to go their own way. Whether others follow along is secondary, because blazing their own paths is primary. Ultimately, in my view, expressing this individuality is what allows us to be the fullest and most complete versions of ourselves, whereas the follower version will always be vastly limited and biased by the object of our following. Thanks for listening. I hope that you're enjoying these reviews and insights that I've been coming across throughout the last quarter, and I'll be back with plenty more. As always, thanks for listening. Much love. And in the meantime, take care. Cheers.